Starting with number 10, Devon Achane. I don't even know how you say it. Number 9, Kenneth Walker. 8, I have Saquon Barkley. 7, Jahmyr Gibbs. 6, Breece Hall. Running into our top 5, give me Nick Chubb at 5, Derrick Henry at 4, Bijan Robinson at 3, Jonathan Taylor at 2, and I had to do it, man. Christian McCaffrey at number 1.
Ray White hype.
He ain't hype.
I don't think it's hype, Spike.
Nah, he not. Just
right. I don't think it's hype, man. I fought it for a while, but yeah, I don't think he's hype, bro. Yeah, so those are my top 10, man. Watch, these boys are going to ball out.
Kim must have been going off with a Madden 20.
Great.
outside of Bijan, because he got a couple niggas out here that I ain't even considered.
Hey, man. You know, what did you say about your DB list?
Those predictions. Foretelling.
So, right. You up.
I'm up next. All right. So, as usual, this is the best list. At number 10,
Joe Mixon.
I got my boy Joey Crack. You know what I'm saying? So they call him on the field. At number 9, I got Jahmyr Gibbs. At number 8, I got Raheem Mostert. Number 7, I got Breece Hall. And number 6, I got Isaiah Pacheco. Top 5 going in. At number 5, I got Travis Etienne. Number 4, I got Bijan Robinson. Number 3, Derrick Henry. 2, of course, Saquon. I would have Saquon at number 1, but you can't go against the McCaffrey's numbers and impact and all that shit. But I think this will be a who's better at running back, Saquon or McCaffrey year. But yeah, that's my top 10 list.
Nice.
Don't do that, Ken. It's a great list.
All right, man, my top 10 running backs. I want to make sure this get in on the clip. The first honorable mention that I have is Jalen Hurts at 10A. I got him in my 10A running back as far as topping the league. So make sure you don't cut that, Jalen. Number 10 is Kenneth Walker. I think he's going to have a solid year. Number 9, Breece Hall. I think he'll bounce back from the injury. People forgetting about Josh Jacobs. I think he is going to be very instrumental to what Green Bay is doing this year. Jahmyr Gibbs impressed me in the playoffs with the Lions at number 7. Jonathan Taylor, coming back from injury, I think he'll have a strong year as well. 5 through 1, Derrick Henry at 5, Bijan Robinson at 4, Saquon Barkley at number 3, Nick Chubb at 2, and I think undeniably, as you guys have said, Christian McCaffrey at 1.
Do y'all realize that Nick Chubb is basically, he got both his kneecaps got broken?
Right.
He ain't coming back.
Did you just see him?
He was the best running back in the league before he got hurt.
Yeah, and also a couple of weeks ago, he was just leg or squatting like 400 some pounds.
And that's why his knee snapped. Right. And that's why his knee
snapped. That's not why it snapped. That's why he's going to be back.
I hope he get paid. That's all I hope. Because these injuries he got, he ain't going to be able to walk. He going to be walking like the daddy from Hank Hill.
I don't think the Browns are going to pay him, but somebody going to pay him. All right, so for me, at number 10, give me Aaron Jones. At number 9, give me Josh Jacobs. At number 8, give me Jonathan Taylor. Number 7, Breece Hall. Number 6, Jahmyr Gibbs. At number 5, Bijan Robinson. 4, Saquon. 3, Nick Chubb. 2, Derrick Henry. And the consensus number 1 wide receiver, Christian McCaffrey.
We did not, Spike, forget Josh Jacobs. At least I didn't. I saw him out there. Same thing with Aaron Jones. I'm not there with them just yet. Nah.
To me, Ken, those guys over like K9 and some of the others, they're just more productive right now. I think like K9 is splashier, Etienne is splashier. They make more the wild plays, but I think like play in, play out, being one of those workhorse kind of guys that could do a little bit of everything. I think while running back, you got to be able to catch a little bit. You know, you don't have to be Christian, but you got to be able to catch. They just do it a little bit better, and they're more impactful for their teams right now. Not saying that they won't be in the future, but I think Aaron Jones right now got it a little bit over some of the guys you guys put on there.
They were not last year. And ETN, I don't know if Aaron Jones. I'm jumping to Nick's list. And okay. with ETN, I don't know if he's good or if the line, if he's bad or the line or the offensive line for Jacksonville is bad. I don't know which one it is. He produces, so maybe it is the line, but he's just, and it looks like he should be better than what his production has been, but I don't know.
To me, I will say that the line in Jacksonville could be better, but how they use him is why I have him high. It's like, it's not just, he's not running the ball. He's not like a Nick Chubb. He's actually in the passing game. Like, he gets a lot of his, he's a dual threat. He's a very underrated dual threat.
Nick, go ahead.
I was going to say, shout out to Tweets Open Doors. He's right about the Rams running back, Kieran Williams. He is a beast. I couldn't bring him to put him on my list.
I need another year.
He did, but he carried the Rams last year. He was one of the best running backs in the league.
And then they went and got another running back, so it's going to be very interesting what Sean McVay does. But, Nick, to your ETN point, to me, Jahmyr Gibbs has already outplayed him, in my opinion. I think he's shown more, in my opinion, from a run game and a pass-catching perspective than what ETN has shown me in all of the years that he's been in the league already.
I mean, Gibbs only had 1 year. You know what I'm saying? And he was a rookie. Again, we'll see how that changes as far as how defense is playing for him. But
You hear what Detroit says that they want to do. They want to get him 1,000, 1,000. 1,000 rushing and 1,000 receiving.
No, that's not what Detroit said. That's what he said. He bet that with a teammate, nigga. Detroit is trying to get some playoff wins. That's still gonna fuck how they do it.
But that's how you gonna do it, though. Get Amon-Ra to rock. You got a burner with Jameson, you know what I'm saying?
Can he catch? Ooh. I saw him dropping Amon-Ra.
Yeah, I'm a rock and catch.
That nigga was dropped. He's the reason why they lost.
He better than T. Higgins.
No, he's not.
Damn. Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
They about even.
They not even at all. I seen T. Higgins do some Justin Jefferson shit. I don't have any issues with T. Higgins and catching the ball. Mama Ron was dropping fourth and ones to win the fucking to get to the damn Super Bowl. I've seen T. Higgins in the Super Bowl get 2 TDs and 100 yards. Like, come on.
Hey y'all, but hey, Robinson gonna go off. I don't know what y'all.
Yeah, y'all sleeping on DJR talking about we got him too high. Like y'all crazy.
What? Yeah, who said that?
It's all in the chat. They said because we based in ATL and it's just based off 1 year. Yeah. But bro, they got a competent quarterback now in Kirk Cousins with the weapons that they got. Man, DJR ought to get off.
Defensive head coach, he about to run the hell out of that.
Hell yeah, Bijan was top five in all our lists, right? Because I had him at number five. Yeah.
I had him at 4, I think.
Yeah. I felt like 3 was probably a little bit too high for me, but I'm definitely going off projections. And he only made it that high because of Nick Chubb's injury and Derrick Henry's old. So I'm doing a little projection there. I think the way they plan on using him running and catching. Now the only thing is they got that other guy there, the other running back that they use as well.
Algie or something. Like,
Algier. Same thing with Gibbs and Detroit because David Montgomery was there, which impacted his production. So, we'll see how it go.
Montgomery, he almost made my list. I'm like, this nigga, you as much as we talk about Gibbs, Montgomery was the one that if you want third and goal, you know, if you need to get them extra yards.
He's a power back. He's definitely the power back. Gibbs is the scat back. You know what I'm saying? You could put him just like Bijan. You could put him as a slot wide receiver. You could run him through the tackles. You could run him outside. He could just do a little bit of everything. But I think to me, Bijan, he showed with a limited offense how explosive he can be in both the pass game and the run game. So to me, it was a projection for me. I do think he is the number five running back, but I think that we could end up next year him being top two.
Yeah. We'll see. And I do agree, Marcus. Breece Hall is good. He had injuries last year, right? But I think he could be a beast.
No, he was coming back from injuries.
Coming back from injury. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, that is our top 10 running back list.